All right, let's kick things into high gear. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Anime Brothers. I'm your A1 from day one, Disciple Dashni. We got Quiet Jams over here. And back for another week of guest speaking, it's the Haitian Sensation.
Welcome, welcome. Good here. Morning.
Yes. What's the quick confession for the week, Quiet Jams?
Oh. All right, so... I mean, this is Attack on Titan. We're doing like part number three. Season three. So I'm sort of out review. Of a season three review. I'm sort of out of Attack on Titan related confessions, but I just thought of something. This is going to have to be PG-13, please. What is your finishing move? I came up with this when I was trying to rock the baby to sleep, man. And it was just like, you know, this no hero ever starts with the finishing move. Like, there's always that one move that's like, why don't you just do that? Like Naruto, like, you know, you're going to do a Rasengan. Why don't you just start with that? So like,
Okay. So what's your favorite special attack?
What is your favorite special attack? Give me that.
I mean, this is, ooh. I wasn't prepared for this one.
I'm so sorry. It's always on the spot.
So much anime that I've watched. It was like, what is my favorite attack of them all? I mean, I gotta think about this. What you got, Reggie? What you got, Haitian Sensation?
I mean, that's definitely not anime related, but I was just thinking in Power Rangers, like when the White Ranger turns into his thing, and I'm like, you know what I mean? Like that why doesn't you do? Why don't you even bother like fighting them like regularly? Like just hop in that Dragon Zord and just do work.
Like, I always they gotta get the footage. They gotta get the
back. Yeah, right. Like I always wonder. I'm like, you know, you have like. First of all, he's the only one that has his own. Everyone has to share a Zord, and he's the only one that can like. Yeah, I got my own. Like, it's a one seater, essentially. And that always bothers me. Like, you don't. He just doesn't start with that. But that's me right now. I mean, that's. Yeah.
I got you. I mean, I didn't come prepared with one. If I was gonna go with one from like all anime, I'd probably say Spirit Gun, Yu Yu Hakusho, my boy Yusuke Urameshi. It's a finishing move. He really doesn't have the opportunity to use it early because he only gets like 3 shots a day, but he usually starts scrapping with the fist.
That's funny. 3 shots a day, like it resets every 24 hours.
Yeah, that's how his power worked.
That's 20.
He don't got enough spirit. He don't got enough spirit energy to do more.
Yeah, he started at one.
Yeah, that's 3 a day. That's plenty. Like if someone told me, like, you're like, hey, you have this secret weapon, but you can only use it 3 times a day. That's 3 times, many times. You could like that's a lot of damage you could do in 3 times.
You gotta watch the series. It ain't enough.
It really isn't. It really isn't.
All right, man.
I mean. It's hard for me to think of like my favorite just because like now I just got to go and replay a bunch of anime in my head. It was like, oh, which one's my favorite? But I guess I'm going to go with one of my most memorable ones is going to be I'm going to dip into the easy back here so we can get this episode rolling. But the father-son Kamehameha, Team Gohan and Goku. Versus Cell in the Cell game, just because at that moment she's like, first of all, Team Gohan was my favorite, like, or my second favorite because you know Future Trunks, but Team Gohan is like my favorite iteration or Gohan, my favorite version, and he was just so badass. And that Cell game's fight was like so epic. And then just like, yo, they're both doing Kamehameha. Gohan only got one arm, and it's just like, yo, how's he gonna do this? And then all of a sudden, you hear Goku talking to him, and it's just like. He's like, yo, push harder. You got to dig deep. And all of a sudden, you just like, you know what I'm saying? And then he does that final push, and you see Goku's image behind him. Like, oh, I was like, okay, that was epic. The father son Kamehameha. That's beautiful. Well done. Loved it.
I'll take it. It's another one of those things.
Can I change mine now?
I mean, if you got one.
And the passion, the way you described it, I'm over there like, yo, like the guy off in the Metazord. Right, just mine like, is kind of weird too, but Pokemon. Usually Pikachu has that big energy blast he can do when he just like at the end, like when he's like getting beat up and he goes like, Pete, I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna lie.
Just hit him with a thunder attack.
I was the Pikachu voice just now, and I'm like, ooh.
I was waiting for it.
Like, ooh, hold it together. But he usually does like a huge one at the end, and I'm like, lead with that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why you wait to get your ass beat, and then like at the end, was like, oh wait, I can do this giant energy blast, electricity, and get everyone done and one and done. But he always saves it to like it's like he's being beat up, and then like. And like Ash is like, come on, Pika, you got one more in you. And he's like, all right, I do.
That's your Ash voice.
you know what always pissed me off about Pokemon? It's just you got these Pokemon doing all these types of attacks, and then you go to play the game and like, nah, we're limiting you to four.
Right?
You got four. You got four. And now you Pokemon trying to learn a new move. Sorry, you gotta lose to one of these other ones. I'm just like, what was the point of giving me these moves in the first place? It's like, why am I restricted to four? It's so dumb.
All right. One other thing I hate about Pokemon. Why is it that Pikachu can learn all these moves that he got no business learning? That made me so mad because you couldn't do that in the video game either. I'm just like, yo, Pikachu learned cut. He can cut bushes now. I'm like, what?
Yo, no, wow. This is why he's overrated. I hate that he's such a fan favorite. You know what? Yeah, let's go on before I go into a rant on Pikachu because I don't want Pikachu, man. Like,
touch the nerve. Man.
Yeah.
So, anyways, like I was saying, we're doing season 3 of Attack on Titan, and I just gotta say, this by far, season 3 is easily my favorite season of Attack on Titan. Like, I'll binge season 4 when it's finished, even though like I'm reading the manga, so I know what's going on. But season 3 is easily by far my favorite season of Attack on Titan, and I love the way it's split into two halves, like the first 11 dealing with one part, and then the next 11, it's 22 episodes, so the first 11 you got one section, it's like you got to deal with the corruption that's going on within the walls, and then the second half is like, now we're gonna retake back Wall Maria, and we gotta face Reiner and Bertel.
Yeah,
it's just crazy. It's so, I just, everything that happens, like, I love it so much. But like, you guys, tell me what you guys felt in, like, during this season, because I felt like I talked way too much the last episode.
That's all good, because I wasn't working on a lot of sleep last episode, so I needed you to speak. It worked. It's fine. This was a great season. Levi, man, like, you know, Levi is a badass mother, right? You know he's awesome. Yep. But this season, it's like, who the hell, where's he been? Like, no, not where's he been, but like, it's another level. I couldn't even believe it. Oh my goodness.
You already thought he was bad, and then he still took it to another level.
Right.
In season 3.
Introduced a little bit of backstory for him, which is cool.
And that's also why I love it. It's crazy.
It's like, yeah, that was random. Like, you're like, hey, in the middle of this random person that you from childhood is like also involved. Like, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
How did that person know he was there?
But like, it explains so much about Levi.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotta say, I don't know, I haven't seen season 4, but it seems like a continuing pattern is like, is Aaron really the main character?
Because
he is. He's doing too much.
Right.
That's the way. He does, but like... But I love how, like, he is the main character, but, like, for right, like, they still find a way to get a bunch of other people involved, and you get, like, there's a lot of character development between other people in the show. It's not just, oh, we have Eren, or, like, Eren
Mikasa. Yeah, it's not the Eren show. Season 3 was essentially the Levi show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, they did a good job at like, dispersing, like, the attention to other cast members. But
it's just so crazy. Like, this thing starts off on a high level straight from episode 1. It's like the scouts are doing their training. Then all of a sudden they're being hunted down by people that they have no idea what's going on. And then Erwin is getting arrested by the military police. And if you watched our previous episodes, we done told y'all the military police was corrupt. And if you watch season 3, you know why. So like, the scouts are confused. They're trying to figure out what's going on. And you see they find out Pastor Nick gets murdered by the interior, by the military. they tortured him and killed him by the interior police. And then Hanj, like, you know, Hanj, when she gets that look in her eyes, you don't want to be the recipient. She was just like, okay, The two people who were protect, who were supposed to be watching over him, Sanez and someone else. Like, she finds out it was Sanez that that tortured him, because she's like, she was just rubbing his hand. She's like, it's like, nah, your skin is split. That was definitely you. And she's like, all right.
Yeah, and she has him a message, man. She has to send him a message. She's like, yo, I want to tell this person, like, straight up, is like, I'm gonna come back after you. I'm gonna murder you, and like, no remorse.
She's like, I'm gonna torture you the same way you tortured Nick.
Yeah, they want to know how many fingernails the dude's missing, and I'm like, I love that. Levi is like, yo, anyone who talks is gonna talk after one fingernail. If he's missing more than one, he ain't talking. And it's like, oh.
Damn, yeah. That's the next thing true.
The threat of removing my one fingernail, I'll be like, hey, do you have a pin in the pad? Let me tell you everything.
Right. But I love when they lock up the dude that actually did the torturing and murdered the priest. Like, he was just sitting there, like, they were just working him over in the chair. He's like, who tortures somebody without asking any questions? Ask a question, please.
Yo, but the funniest thing is, the best part about it is, like, when they get Sinus, right? And Levi asked one question. The moment he put a period on the end of that sentence, Hanji was like, too slow. And went back to torturing him. She didn't even get a chance to answer. She was like, nope, too slow. And went back to torturing him. But no, but it's crazy. Like, from the very beginning, like, episode one, the scouts are getting hunted down, and then all of a sudden, like, they realize, like, okay, their military base is coming after us. We just don't know why. And so they devise this plan of, like, to try and fool people and get back into the walls or whatever. And it seems to be going well. And then Levi's getting a pat, and he's just like, yo, these guys are just amateurs. Like, who, like, there's no way the military police. And he's just like, hold up. Then you go to, like, Hanji leaves some of her crew with Levi, and he's talking to the girl, and he was just like, have you heard of Kenny the Ripper? And she's just like, oh, you mean that dude who killed like 100 military police? That's just a legend. He's like, nah, he's real. Not only is he real, but he also the one that raised me.
He raised when I was me. A kid.
And also, he's right here.
That's the worst part. That was when I knew season three was going to be legendary. Because my man was just like, Kenny would have no problem using weaklings for this. He's like, and if he's planning an attack, he wouldn't just do it from low. He would go and try to find the high ground. And you see the shadow of Kenny behind him already. He was just like, yo, look out. Bop. Old girl gets captured right in the head. And he was just like, yo, Levi. And then the way it ends is just like, Kenny! That scream. Oh, my goodness. It's like, oh, now you're going to see what's going on.
Right.
I got one complaint, though. I wish that dude's name was something more threatening.
Yeah. Kenny Rogers out here.
Yeah. I mean, like, someone told me, if I was just hanging out and someone was like, yo, man, Kenny's coming out here to, like, beat us up. I'm like, Kenny? Like, Kenny?
I think South Park ruined Kenny for us. It's like, oh, my God, they killed Kenny.
Right. And that's why I was like, I mean, that dude was sort of a serious threat for sure. But I was like, man, I wish he had a badass name.
That's why I had to give him that nickname, Kenny the Ripper, to make it seem more menacing.
Yeah, you gotta say it. Yeah, I wish they would say the full thing all the time. Like, don't call him just Kenny, like Kenny the Ripper.
Right. Nah, yeah.
But you know, like, just how Levi was, and he's the guy that trained him, you knew he was a badass as well. Like, Kenny was legit. Kenny the Ripper was legit badass.
Go backtrack a little bit though. Like, when they did the decoys again, Armin's like, you know, he's supposed to be Historia, man.
Oh man,
in that warehouse.
So bad for him. The dude in that warehouse was sitting there feeling up Armin.
He's like
trying, yo, threatening to rape on. This dude. Like,
yo, just tell me you like it a little bit. Just give me a little bit of moan. They're like, yo. It's like, yo, he's gonna get found out any moment. We gotta make a move.
Yeah, watch my man sitting there grabbing on the breast, and it's like, you gotta realize there's no breast. Like, you're grabbing bare chest right there for Armin. And my man's just like, oh, you seem a little more muscular than I thought you would be. And I'm just like, this guy's stupid.
You're like, it's a dude, bro. It's like with the Austin Powers voice. It's a man, baby.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Sometimes the thirst just overcomes your senses, man. You don't know. Yeah. But after that chick on the roof gets shot, yo, that next episode, just like everybody going from cables. Like, oh my goodness. It was like the most, like, fast paced cable episode ever. And it was,
Yo, Kenny's whole squad versus the Scout.
Oh, they all just they came out. They sprung out the city like craziest thing. And the guns.
I gotta say, it was refreshing to see like people and people versus. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, okay. I was on board for that. I was like, oh, people and people violence. Like the times weren't even necessarily involved for the most part. I was like, I'm here for it.
Yo, that's why he's like, yo, this ODM, the one directional maneuver game, is like, yo, this it's like these weren't made for killing titans. It's like there's no way. It's like this gear is specifically for killing humans. It's like, yo, what is going on? And it's like the scouting regiment has a target on their back.
Yo. Yeah, what was that? The dude in the military police, like, don't you think it's weird that there's all of a sudden this new gear and it's not for killing titans at all? And it's like, yep. this is weird, right? Like, obviously you can't kill a titan with this. I also love that they introduced a different way to use the ODM gear, because they started spearing people with that stuff this season. I was like, yo, this is great. Captain Levi. Captain Levi in the city, when they were going through the he spears somebody and just chucks them. I was like, yo, what?
Yo, Levi is the GOAT. I'm telling you.
Oh man.
That dude is just straight up lethal.
When's the spinoff series coming about him? I'm just saying that seemed like it would get a lot of attention. Like wrap up season 4 and like introduce of like a continuation. Like
season 4.
Even if you go backwards and even if you do like a prequel.
This should be a prequel
or something.
Like I towards the end of season 4, I kind of feel like to end of season 3, I kind of feel like there should have been a prequel to Attack on Titan, like the originals or whatever. But like, oh, so man.
there's I forgot how many chapters, but there is a sequel manga for Attack on Titan. I haven't heard any plans for it to be animated, but it's just like it's called Attack on Titan Before the Fall. And it's just like before the walls were ever built and everything. And I was reading it like I used to a couple of years back, but then I was like, I couldn't find any extra chapters. And I was just like, are this going to be an actual thing or not? Like, cause I want to read this manga, but it was pretty good from what I can remember.
Nice.
It was just like before everything.
I know these clowns over here got me reading mangas.
Dangerous though. That's the only thing. Prequels can be like kind of dangerous because like, If you already seen like what happens next, is like the stakes are not as high. Like especially if you have characters from the prequel that you know are in the actual continuation of it. You're like, oh, nothing can happen to you. I know you're in the main storyline.
This one was way before.
This is way before, like hundreds of years before they even built the wall. So this was so none of the current characters would be in the if they did it. None of the characters.
Okay,
would
that's
be
the
in
way
that
to do it though, because then like it. Yeah. That's the only thing I was like, I'm not a huge fan of prequels. Like when they have like a main character that you know is going to be all right. So you're like, oh, there's no going to sense of danger to that person. I know he's going to be all right.
Yeah. I would love for them to make that an anime as well, because I would totally watch it.
Right. Footnote for our viewers, Haitian Cessation is our Clueless fan. And he really is a major cinephile. Like this dude knows directors and everything for no reason. We don't understand why. Don't ever play trivia with him for entertainment. He will win. I don't understand it. I don't remember directors. I don't remember producers. There's no point. Well, why? Why?
I retain a lot of random Snapple facts. Did you guys watch the live action version of this?
I didn't know.
I watched the first part and I couldn't go. It's like the first part was so bad for me.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do that?
The first part was so trash.
Yeah, the CGI was rough. It's made by a Asian studio. Like so you think like the people
that's
making
what hurt
it,
the most.
Like, yeah, that's what I kind of
really what hurt the most.
Right. I'm like, it's one thing when they remake Ghost in the Shell and it's an American made American studio makes it and you're like, all right, I can see why you guys could mess this up. You have no you know, like you weren't really passionate about it. That's why you cast Scarlett Johansson. But like when it's the Asian studio that's making, you expect it to be like top notch because you're like, this is your property. Like, how do you do that to it?
Yeah, and then they try to make like this nasty like love relationship between Levi and Mikasa. with the actor. I'm just like, nah, that's not what happens at all.
Didn't we find out they might be cousins now or something like that?
Wait, what?
No, they're not related.
I thought, okay, all right.
So they're both Ackermans, but they're not blood related.
Okay. I had kind of read into that. I was like, yo, wait a second. He's related to him. She's related to him. Are they related? All right, I guess not.
No, but so you see, but now you see. Because remember when we were doing the season one review, you were talking about how Mikasa's family got killed, whatever, because of the Orientals. But like now, season three explains why there was so much hate between. Like she's an Ori, not only she or she's an Oriental and an Ackerman, and you find out that those two families were the ones who betrayed the king.
Yeah,
like the original king. Like those two families betrayed the king when he like found out. We'll explain it when we go on, but those two families betrayed the king, so that's why
there was something else.
Those two families.
There's something else that threw back to season one. Yeah, there's something else that threw back to season one in this season. I can't remember what it is, but I was like, oh my god, it all makes sense now.
it's wild because like he found out. So not only do they find out that they're being hunted, then. Yep. Historia, like you find out, like Historia tells her name, like Krista is really Historia, and then you find out the truth of Historia. She is Lord Rice's illegitimate daughter, and you find out to begin, like Lord Rice is supposed to be like a noble merchant. He was just like originally just a noble merchant, like living the land, but then you kind of really find out that no, Lord Rice is actually the true royal family that's supposed to be the ruler of the walls. And the king they have sitting there is just a fake dud. And the noble families have been using this imposter king to control life within the walls. Yo, so that gets a political intrigue.
Season three seemed like it veered towards more like what's that thing called? Like a political thriller, essentially. With like assassinations and stuff like that happening, like. Mm-hmm. Was that dude that got murked in the street and his son witnesses and he was like, oh no, like, and then like, did they ever come back to him?
Yeah, they did. He actually has a moment of reprieve. His name sucks. What is his name? It's like
Flagle Reeves.
Flagle. What a terrible name. Oh my god.
But he comes through.
He comes through in a big way.
Flagle does come through though.
Yeah, without recording devices, how many witnesses you need? Like, dang. Ooh, okay. But
so basically they use Flake. So Boss Reeves. Oh yeah. So in the beginning, Boss Reeves helped capture Armin and Jean, pretending to be Eren and Historia, who eventually end up getting captured for real because their caravan got exposed. And I'm telling you that whole scene, that whole fight scene, like in the city, was crazy. But then, you know, so Boss Reeves, you know, because he knew too much, you know, ends up getting killed. He served his purpose. And then they try to put it on Erwin. And the military really try to put it on Erwin because, you know, they're corrupt. And that's what and they were trying to follow the rules of the noble family. But then his son, Flagle, helps Hanji and the others expose the military police for their crime. Yeah, I like how they thought they were. Yo, they thought they had him down. They thought they had him cornered. They exposed everything. They revealed themselves. And it was just like, oh, yeah. He's just like, what are you going to do? But he's like, yo, why don't y'all look up? Yo, they came through, killed him quick. Yo, the way the scouts move with the military gear, I never get tired of seeing them move with the Wenderman, the ODM gear.
It is. They're the best ones. Let's be honest. Like, they just really are. But like this dude was getting hunted down in the city, and this dude was like, oh man, thank you. You came out to the middle of nowhere, this crappy building. Nobody would live here. We got no witnesses. Thank you. Oh man, it saved us so much trouble. He was like out of breath too. I'm like,
yo, he was talking so much shit.
Yeah, you chasing this fat dude around town. Like, come on now. Like, how you gonna be out of breath? And he's like, why? I don't understand. If you ever become a bad guy, don't explain your entire plot, please. Just don't do it. Like
that's the main thing guy does. You gotta give exposition. Exposition when you get like, this is my grand plan. Yeah. Like tell everyone about it.
You're about to murder this man. Don't explain everything and keep answering his questions. What's wrong with you?
step by step too. That's like what always drives me mind. Like, first I'm gonna do this, next I'm gonna do this, and then, and you're like, what?
I know. Oh, got caught monologuing. Oh.
So while Erwin's being like arrested, like one of his buddies, his old buddies Niles, he's in the military. He's part of the Interior Police. So he's talking to him, and he's just like, "Yo, Niles, just like, you live in Wild Rose, right? You got a wife, a kid there." He's like, "Yo, what about it?" He's like, "You know, I was just curious, man. Just, I wonder when the time comes, what decision you'll make." He's like, "Yo, what are you talking about?" And you know, Erwin's like, "I love Erwin. The way he applies, he's just like, no, he's like, just asking questions." And so they switch over, like, switches over to Erwin and Historia, and you find out like Lord Rice. First of all, Rod Rice. Fuck this dude. Fuck Rod Rice. Like, this dude is the biggest scumbag I ever seen in my life.
He tries to play it off too. He tries to play it off so like, yeah, he's not
the
good.
Worst. Yeah. He's the worst of the worst of the worst. Like, basically, you get, and then you get, this is another breath. Like I said, like, even though like you have Erwin as the main character, this season gave a lot to backstories for Levi and also Historia. And you find out like Historia is the illegitimate daughter of Rod Rice. He like had an affair with somebody, and he had an affair with Historia's mother, who was she like a servant or a maid at the time? Like the noble family.
I think they just said like she was a servant or a maid, and she would disappear from time to time and then come back. I'm like, oh, all right.
And of course, you know, because they need to keep the secret of the walls and the secret of power, is just like, you weren't allowed. Like, they had to keep that secret. And so you see Kenny, I mean, was just straight ready to kill everybody because Rod Rice, one night Rod Rice comes and he's like, Historia, I'm your father. You're going to come live with me now. And then Kenny the Ripper comes through. He's just like, yo, where you going? Where you going, Rice? He's just like, oh, this is it. You know what's disrespectful though? The way Historia's mother treated her dog. The one time
she spoke to her, she was like, I'm out. I'm like, you talk to me? You talk to me now? Oh, no.
I wish I never had you.
I was watching this episode. And it was like,
tossed her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because she goes, she shoved me. And I was like, shoved you? She grabbed you by the face and threw you at least 10 feet. Like, yo, what do you mean shoved you?
The like, ultimate power snuff.
Right? And she's talking about like, oh, I was so happy. It was the first time she ever interacted with me. I was like, ooh. And then, like, I want to say, yeah, no, she was like 5 at the time or something like that. Like, it was 5 years. She was old enough.
Old enough.
And, like, I was going to say credit to Rod Rice for trying to, like, you know, take her out of the life or, like, being on the farm or whatever. Like, he's trying to take the mother and the daughter or his illegitimate kid, like, you know, to live with him.
Cause then you find out why he started do it, and it's just like, nah, you're still a scumbag.
Yeah, he definitely wanted to. Just keep her close. Yeah.
Cause like, and so her mother's trying to leave, and all of a sudden Kenny comes, just like, nah, he's like, what's going on here? And she's like, and then his story's like, mom, she's like, nah, I'm not this kid's mother. I got nothing to do with this kid. He's like, oh yeah, sure. And Rod Rice was like, yeah. I got nothing to do with this woman and the child. He's like, all right, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Slits Historia's mother's throat. And then he goes,
he deserved it.
Oh, she's terrible. She's an awful mother. I mean, I wouldn't wish that on anybody to sit there and get your throat slit, especially in front of your kid.
I mean, she actually gave us some good advice, though. She gave us some good advice. Her last words were, wait, what were her last words?
Her last words, I wish I never had you.
Oh, wait, no, that wasn't it, was it? I thought it was like, look out for yourself or something like that.
That's a heck of a last word. I wish I never...
I think that was Rod Rice who said that to her. Or her mother might have said, but literally right before her throat got slit, she said, if only I never had you, I... Go sleep.
I know. Well, like, she also said like, oh, man, I wish I would have gotten rid of it a long time ago. Like... Talking about her daughter. Like,
it's terrible, mom.
Ooh.
Terrible.
But yeah.
So Historia gets sent away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in order to protect Historia, he gets sent away. She gets sent away and gets the new name, Crystal Lenz. And they find, after she told that story to the scouts, they're like, yo, what's going on? So she's like, oh, Historia is the real leader of the walls. All right. So Eren and Historia get captured by Rod. Eren gets chained up. And Rod Rice is just like, listen, I can explain everything, but first you need to come with me. It's just like, you need to touch him and then you'll understand. And so they both touch their hands to Eren. And all of a sudden, a spark goes through Eren and he gets his father's memories. And you realize that Eren's father used his Titan ability to eat Rod Rice's kids and his wife. And then he injected Eren with the serum and had Eren eat him. So, and the reason for that is because Rod Rice is one of the noble families, he actually, Frida, his daughter, had the power of the founding Titan, which is the original Titan.
Yeah, the attack Titan.
So, the founding Titan is the original Titan.
Oh, okay.
So the Titans that the humans that can transform into Titans, they're called intelligent Titans, and we haven't discovered how many of them there are, but Frida's is the founding Titan, and her ability, like, they found out they used the founding Titan's ability to erase the memories of the people within the walls and create the walls as well, which, as we know from the previous episode, our previous episode, the Titans are inside the walls. They created the walls using the hardening ability.
I have a question. There's like this thing on life. You eat one and you gain their, like, because isn't that one, the thing they were talking about, like, they wanted Historia, Krista,
yes,
whichever her name is.
If she ate
Eren, then she gets like the ability like that he has, and then that's why he did. He ate his dad. Like, it was like,
Actually, it's not even. It doesn't even have to be a non-intelligent one. If any Titan eats another Titan, eats an intelligent Titan, they will gain that Titan's power, which is why Eren's dad injected him with the serum to turning him into a Titan, and then had Eren eat him.
Yeah, which now makes
Remember Mega Man when you like beat up the bad guy, you get out.
No, that's Kirby. It's Kirby.
It just reminds me of the Simpsons episode where Rainier Wolfcastle walked into the most puppies. He's just like, yo, if I kill you, do I become you? Here it is. If I kill you, do I become you?
That's the way to explain it. I'm like, all right, you kill
this. It's a good throwback to like season one, where I see this meme and it's like you could have been this dude who like the very first Titan when Eren like gets like bit on and like he rips Armin out of other Titan's mouth, he gets swallowed. Yeah. It's like, if you only would have chewed, you could have been the founding Titan. Like, what were you doing? This dude did not chew. And so Eren, you know, busts out of his stomach, but it's like, this series it could have easily been something completely different. Let's be honest.
I have another question. Where did it get the room that Eren was chained up on, like straight out of Superman, like that crystal room?
The crystal fortune. They didn't explain who said it, but you just gotta assume like one of the Rice family members at the time used the Titan's hardening ability to create that room. Underneath the church, underneath the church, right?
Yeah, imagine going to the open house and like, this is where we keep the Titan.
Yeah, but it's actually like underneath like a good part of the land or whatever. Like, true. later in the season, you see like the entire cavern is like revealed, and it's like, wow, that's a massive place. Yeah. But like you say, Eren's chained up. He ain't just chained up a little bit. He's really chained up. Like, I'm a star. Yeah, I don't know.
BDS stuff. They're like, they put something in his mouth and everything. He's like, oh. Yeah.
They have to gag him too. Because they didn't want him biting his tongue or something to create any type of spark.
Yeah. No, he had no ability to do that. And then when Kenny comes down there, you know, they raid the place. Kenny comes down there and Kenny's like, yo, I'm going to give him a fighting chance. Cuts him up after Historia got her memories back and everything like that.
Well, before that, the reason why he does that is because Eren has the founding Titan power, but Rai Rai says he can't use it fully because Eren's not a part of the royal family bloodline. Only someone who has the royal family bloodline can actually use the Founding Titan's power to its fullest, to its full extent, which is why he wants Historia to, he's trying to transform Historia into a Titan to eat Eren so they can get the power back. And then Kenny hears that, he's just like, yo, he's like, are you serious? He means, even if I turned to a Titan and ate Eren, I wouldn't get that power. He's like, you knew the whole, you knew this whole time. The only reason why I was working for you because I wanted that power. He's just like, well, you know, you served your purpose. He's like, you served your purpose. You did well. And he's like, you know what? Kenny was just like, all right, then, you know what? F it. He's just like, we're going to do this. He's just like, yo, if you win, he's like, we're going to have this Titan versus Titan. So he's, slices Eren's forehead. That young, of all the people, why'd you have to do the forehead, dog? That's
right.
You changed shirtless. I'm like, slice me in my arm, bro. Like, why are you messing up my forehead?
Yo, he could have gotten anywhere, but it wasn't even just a small cut to my face.
All the way across
the forehead.
He peel his cap back.
He's like, oh, so now we have Titan versus Titan, Historia versus Eren, and then Eren's just chilling there with just blood coming out. And his story's about to transform. And she was just like, wait, Eren, why aren't you transforming? And he's just like, nah, man. He's just like, if my dad hadn't done anything, wouldn't have be here. He's just like, yo, so transform and eat me.
Yeah. And failure to perform again. Eren, man. A lot.
Great. And when season four finally ends and we watched it, we're gonna go back. Remember that part. I just want you to remember that specific part where Eren said, if my dad hadn't done this, we wouldn't be here. I want you to remember that part, because when season four ends and you guys see why Grisha did what he did, just a callback to that moment is just beautiful.
Okay.
Yes, I mean, like, he did it so he can have the Founding Titan power, but there's more to it to that. There's more to it than that. That's all I'm gonna say. There is more to it to that. There is more to it than that.
And I like this because this is gonna air before the final season ends.
And the best part, oh, and then, you know, Rod Rice is like, he's doing his mind games, trying to sit there and like, yo, Historia, take this. He's literally trying to force the syringe into her arm, and she was just like, bah, yeah, slapped it away and broke it. And he's just like, what? He's like, are you kidding me? He's like, yeah, not only you. My bad. I forgot my best Historia moment. She slaps the syringe away and then gives her dad the fucking hip toss. He said,
oh, bah. That's right.
Body slammed him.
Yeah, she also asked him, like, she's like, yeah, she does too. But she also says, like, why don't you take it then? Why do I need to take it? Why don't you take it? He goes, well, it doesn't work on me. It won't work the right way. It's like, oh, all right.
Which is pure BS.
Yeah. Also, there's a plot hole here.
Did he turn into like a four-legged version of something?
Yeah.
Like, what was that about?
So what happens is Eren gets free or whatever, and he's just like, yo, what's going on? Like, you see the serum all spread out on the ground, and it's evaporating. And then he's just like, Yuri, Frida. He's like calling out his family member's name. He's just like, I'm sorry. He's just like, don't worry. Let me avenge you. And then he just licks the serum. He didn't even swallow. He just put his tongue on the serum on the ground. Nasty. It's so nasty. Then all of a sudden, he blows up and he's trying to transform into this Titan. But the thing is, like, he does it underground. And so, like, he's transforming, but, like, obviously the cavern is, like, impeding his growth or whatever. And he's crushing them. And then they're about to, so then the Survey Corps. Oh, you know what? Before we get into that. I skip back the whole battle between Kenny's crew and Levi's squad, because that was beautiful.
I'm so happy they finally introduced explosives, by the way.
Of course.
Why haven't we been using explosives the entire time? I'm just wondering, you know, like.
I mean, you've seen a lot of battles in the city. They're trying to limit the casualties.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you start throwing explosives anywhere, I mean, you'll mess up the walls, and that defeats the whole purpose.
Well, I mean, but outside the wall, you can easily throw an explosive, but
these guys are like still like kind of uncivilized, so like building new stuff, technology is like new for them.
Yeah, so they start liberally using explosives this season
for the first time or something.
Yeah, at this point, drastic measures, man.
Yeah,
you gotta stop Eren from getting got.
I know, and obviously talking about minimizing casualties and stuff like that, they use explosives in an underground cavern. Excuse me.
True. It's underground, man.
I know. But like they start this off, They throw three barrels down there. They strap some oil canisters to them. They light them up and they like smoke screen the entire room. Freaking Levi goes out and counts every single person before the smoke screen hits. And he's like, all right, I think it was like 45. We got 45 of them. I was like, oh, all right. And they start picking them off, man, one by one. It is the greatest thing.
So that would be one of my favorite scenes during this season, because this dude was like, they thought, because they were beasts. Like, he's like, yo, these guys aren't amateurs, they're professionals with their guns. Like, and then like, it was so calculated, the counterattack. It's just like, all right, the way their ODM is set up, their backs are completely exposed. So it's like, they get shooting with smoke screens, they waste the bust. Yo, the way they were getting picked out, just like, slashes to the back. It was so sweet. And it's like, another thing. He's like, oh, and another thing. Once they shoot their bullets, it takes them a while to reload. So when Hanji came and she got that kill right to the front, he's like, stabbed them up. I was just like, yes, beautiful.
Then there was that blonde lady who figured out the weakness and goes, oh, wait, that's how they're using it. And it's like, okay, so she shoots both of her shots. And then instantly, like, Hanji's like, oh, sitting duck. And then, you know, she actually spears her with the ODM. Gets whipped around. Hanji gets thrown into the thing. I thought Hanji was actually going to be like paralyzed or whatever, you know.
I mean, she got thrown into her, she got whipped into crystal, so you know she should have been. But anime logic,
anime logic just limps away.
Like, the people are turning into monsters.
I know, right? But yeah, that was pretty legit. You know, the bad guys end up falling back. I also like Captain Levi this season, because he's like, I don't know what side we're on. I really don't know. Like, we could be the bad guys, we could be the good guys. Like, all we know is we're defending the people that we love. Like, all right, cool.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much. So the bad guys, that's what I'm doing with the air quotes, because let's be honest, they really are the bad guys.
So the devices, they got that plan, and like they're trying to lay a trap for the Survey Corps. But all that's leading to waste the moment Rider Rice transformed into a Titan. Because then everything starts collapsing and they're trying to get out. My favorite part, though, is when the cavern's collapsing. The blonde lady tries to get Japan. The blonde lady's trying to get out of it. And she gets hit with that Obito special. Bolted to the head. Damn. All of Kenny's crew gets wiped out except for Kenny.
I want to say, explain the Obito special. Half the face, boulder crushed.
Yes, for anyone who's watching Naruto, you understand, and Naruto should be the understanding.
Obito, I'm actually in the Wikipedia right now trying to figure it out.
As a kid, during he's Kakashi's best friend, he got crushed by a rock and was believed to be dead. Obito, but yeah, she got that a boulder to the head. I was crying because she really thought she had that escape route, and the boulder said, clock right on the head.
And you got Rice coming out, the Rice Titan now coming out of the ground, and he's like, they're like, oh my god, he's barely he's bigger than the Colossal Titan. And let's be honest, he's a human centipede.
So he's bigger than the Colossal Titan, but his body's so big and his legs aren't strong, so he can't stand up, and his head's just in the ground, so he's just crawling like this on all four and just sludging. It's literally like sludging his body around, like a slug.
I was like, kill it with fire.
They do.
yo, throw some salt on it. So you think the Survey Corps is gonna get crushed, but then Eren sees a little serum bottle that has the word armor on it, and he just bites. Yo, my thing is, why they have to make it drastic? Like, I understand that it was a dramatic moment, but he could have just capped the bottle open and just drank it, and then just my man bit on a pure glass.
I know, he's so reckless. He's at reckless disregard for himself at this point, because he heals. Like, it doesn't even matter.
Why he gets lost so often? Because he's reckless.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because he regenerates. So he stops caring at some point, and I feel like in season four, because I've seen some photos, this dude just really don't care no more. He's just
Oh,
they should do the stuff.
Yo, when it comes to season four, pretty much forget everything about season three, man. just throw season three off the window. Season
can I
do four.
That? All right, could I ask one question? There has to be a time skip, because from the start of Attack on Titan to I'll give you where that. We are I'll now.
I will tell you that the start of season four is a time skip. It starts.
All right. Because where we are now, it's only been 4 months.
And that's all I'll tell you.
All right. That works. That is
all I will say.
Because, you know.
But anyway, yeah. So Aaron increases his hardening ability with the serum, and they manage to get out. Rod Rice, in his Titan form, is sitting there crawling towards the Ovid district, Ovid district. Anyways, he's crawling towards the wall. It began with an O. Yeah.
I thought it was an F. Anyways, all right. Keep moving.
But yeah, so he's crawling. So we're like, you're like, yo, how do we stop this or whatnot? It's just like, yo, we got a plan. Yo, what a epic plan. So they devise this plan. And, but even before, so while that's going on in the city, Erwin exposes the nobles and the military corps about what's going on inside the walls and exposes the secret. Because, like, he gets in trial. They're sending him in. They sentence him to death. And they bring in all three regiments. No, well, not all three, because the survey corps. Like, they've ordered an issue where, like, all survey corps got rounded up and all activity was suspended. So when Irvin's getting sentenced, you have the garrison regiment and the military police. And the Commander Pixies, like, I don't know how I feel about Commander Pixies. He's all right, I guess, but, like, he don't really do...
Yeah, yeah, he has a good social role, like a good, like, yeah, commanding role. But he doesn't actually, like, you never see him take the reins and attack something.
One thing I'll give Commander Pixies, like, he even says himself, he's whatever he does, his actions are going to be what he feels is best for humanity. So whatever he thinks is humanity's, it's in humanity's best interest, that's where he's gonna go. That's where his allegiance lies. And so, you know, Erwin gets sentenced to death, and he's just trying to be like, yo, y'all are corrupt and fake or whatever. He's just like, and he's just going along with it. And all of Niles is just like, yo, Erwin's like, I thought you had some big plans. It's just like, is this how you're really gonna go out? And then right before, you know, he's going out to, like, get hanged or whatever, a soldier comes in and was just like, oh, Titans are attacking Wall Rose. They breached Wall Rose.
Yeah, Armored Titan.
Yeah, the Armored Titan has breached. And then the nobles were just like, yo, it was like, yo, we gotta protect everybody. Evacuate the city. And this, like, nah, 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 nah.
Yo.
Close it up. Close it up. Protect us. It's just like,
yeah, let those, no, we don't need no refugees here. We don't need no refugees here. Close that wall. Don't let them through.
Close it up.
Close the gate. Yeah.
Close. And then all of a sudden the commander, I forgot what his name was, but he had the old white hair. He's like long type beard. Kind of reminds me of, like, Hohenheim a little bit.
I get you. Yeah. I don't know names.
And so he comes to me just like, he's like, yo, he's like, I just want to assure you that that report about the Titan is definitely false. And basically, pretty much, like, you guys just showed your ass. You guys don't care about the people. You were only trying to save yourselves. So we're kind of getting disbanded. He's like, by the way, he's like, we also know that king you got on the seat is a fraud. Oh. Yeah. The worst part is, the whole time they flash on the king, he's just sitting like this. And you're making him think he's, like, important or something. My man was sleeping.
He's
gonna be like, oh, y'all coming up.
I was wondering, I'm like, yo, why is this? Every single time you see this dude, he's always slumped over to the side, like, yo, what are you doing? He's like, he just chilling.
Old boy was sleeping. Like, straight definition of relaxing. He kicked the chair, he's like, yo, wake up, you fool. And he's just like, huh, what's going on?
You're like, the jig is up, they got you. And he's like, oh.
Man, see, copper, man. Yep.
So now, after the corruption of the military police and the noble families that have been exposed, they're just like, the new problem is, like, what's going to happen now? Who are the people going to look to? And, like, they're trying to assure us, like, no, not a single regiment is going to come into power. It's not going to be the survey corps. It won't be the garrison. And it won't be the military police. We don't want that. It's just like, but who do we put into leader? And they have the plans, like, yo, Historia got to take her place as the real queen.
Right.
And she accepts. And so, but they got that one. I mean, they still got this problem. Rod Rice is coming to destroy the entire place. He's coming to destroy the entire city. And his story is like, they're talking to Erwin. His story is just like, yo, let me be the one to land the final blow. Erwin's just like, I honestly don't think you should be here right now. I don't think you should be part of this battle at all. He's like, but I'm here with one arm. So it's just like, I can't really stop you if I wanted to, can I?
Yeah.
And I think about it, it's just like, Erwin, you're kind of a beast soldier. Like, if you really wanted to, you could have. But it's just like, you know, Historia is going to do whatever she wants.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, but you can't use ODM with one gear, one arm, let's be honest.
True. And so, like, they got this plan to defeat the Roderice coming down. And it's like, he's huge, but obviously the weakness is still the same. That little area in the back of the neck, but the problem is, how are you going to get to it? And Jameel, I know you want to talk about this because you've been all about the explosion. Let him know.
yeah, you know it. So I love that that Erwin explains that this plan is all hinging on the fact that, you know, this thing might, it has to have a mouth. All the rest of them have mouths, right? And so it's like, what are the guests like? We don't really know if it has a mouth because he hasn't really lifted his head up. So what are we gonna do? How are we gonna get into his mouth, right? And so Aaron's like, all right, so I can be useful here. What we're going to do is to get to the nape of the neck instead of trying to go through the skin, because they're assuming that his skin is like just too hard to cut through from the back. But he said the skin inside the mouth is actually way, way softer. And so they decided to pack it full of explosives in the mouth. And so when this dude lifts his head up to come over to the wall, you see that his face has been chewed off by the ground because he's been dragging it for the last like 80 miles. And so it's very easy because he ain't got no mouth, but he's got everything else behind here.
Wide open.
And so Aaron, man, goes in the Titan form with a bag of explosives on his back and he just jumps in. And then they don't need to ignite him because the Titan's so hot, he's been spitting out steam the entire time. So no one's been able to get close to him. They surmised that all the explosives would go off because he's so hot. They throw this bag into his mouth. Mm-hmm. Aaron, I don't even know what he does. He doesn't back away. he kind of just explodes too. But
yeah,
he
can revive. Cool. So
wouldn't he
die from that too? Essentially,
No.
Regenerate.
Yeah,
anime the answer logic. Is
he did. Yeah.
Not to mention Titans can't regenerate, but they know that. So they're just like, listen, when we explode this, everything is going to go fine. It's like, if we don't destroy that area, though, if we still can't destroy that area, he's just going to regenerate.
Yeah, they said it's 1 meter high and something wide. It's still the same size in every single Titan, no matter how big the Titan is. So when it explodes, they have this plan. They have everybody on the wall, and they all, like,
flying at the trunks, it's trying to slash
chopping them, man. Oh, it is a glorious moment because it's like, wow, that was a really, really, really coordinated plan. And of course, Historia,
it's like, where is it? I thought Gene was gonna have it, then Gene missed it, and all of a sudden, you see Historia coming in. She's like, where is it? And all of a sudden, I don't know how, but like, she just gets that a link where it passes by, and she's like, yeah, this is it, that's where it is. So she shoots her ODM gear at it, flies to her and just, hard slice right through the area.
Yeah, hard landing. Yes. Yeah. Kills her dad. Hard landing. And then I don't know if it was really the best time, but she did it anyway. When she got up, she goes, I'm Historia and I'm the new queen of this kingdom. I'm like, damn.
Oh, yeah. You had to. what other time would be the best to do it?
I mean,
she just saved him.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, if he was just a regular dude, you're like, okay.
They just witnessed her kill the freaking big ass Titan that was about to destroy them all. So she's just like, it was me. I landed the killing blow. I am Historia, queen of the walls. And they're just like,
yeah, I would have gotten up like, yo, I mean, good kill, but
credentials.
Yeah, it means my ID, girl.
My ID real quick. I don't believe that.
Too funny. But also, I hope with because Flagel was working with the newspaper people and they wrote it up. It's like they exposed everything about the military police. It's like, nah, here's the truth of what's going on. So like they use that support to help push his story through as well. So the people already turned against, people turned against the nobles and the military police and the government. And we're just like, all right, he's the true ruler. So after that gets established, and now that Eren has his pardon ability, they devised a plan to go take Wall Maria back.
a plan from season one. I am so mad that it took so long. He's literally, as soon as he gets the ability, he realizes he can do it. He's like, all right, I got to go back to my old house. Yep. That's literally.
You got to go to the basement. Yo, that's what it's always been about. The what's in the basement.
Yeah, exactly. What's in the, that's the whole plot, right? And they finally decide like, okay, now we have the resources, we can go. Right. And so I also like, I'm thinking to myself, like, this has had to have been like years and years in the making. No, this has only been 4 months because after all this, like, you know, they have the celebration night and it's like, oh yeah, you know, Sasha did this, this, and this. And like, you know, it was only 4 months ago. And I was like, yo, this whole thing takes place over 4 months.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep.
You know, they got the new recruits for the scouting corps, and they said they were all in the 104th training together and everything. And so they're like, yeah, you know, you guys, they're over here celebrating, like, because we're about to go on a mission. It's like, they don't even know. They never seen real combat. They never seen a real a Titan attack at all. And so The other recruits are like, yeah, y'all do look a little different.
But like, it's just like after they divided, there's like, yo, they decided that we're gonna take back Juan Maria. Then all of a sudden it goes back to, you see it just pans on Rainer getting his ass beat by the Beast Titan, and then he's just like, all right, well, I won, so the plan to rescue Annie, we're gonna put that on a hold right now, and we're just gonna come back and get the coordinate power like we're supposed to. We're gonna do that afterwards. And so, basically, the Scout Survey Corps is like, they're going to go plug Juan Maria. And obviously, they were told Reiner and the Beast Titan, they knew they were coming. So, they're trying to find a plan. They get to the wall, and it's just like, all right, we're going to go plug the outer wall, then go plug the inner wall. And they plug the outer wall easily, no problem. And
there's no resistance. And
he's just like, yo, I'm not seeing any Titans going on whatsoever. It's like, this is a way too easy. And then, but then Army discovered, like, when they were going on the wall, they're like some remnants of a campfire, and we're just like, nah, they were definitely here before. It's like, they're here. It's like, where are they? So they're trying to figure out, it's like, yo, we searched everywhere, where are they gonna be? And Army's just like, yo, where? Like, Commander Irwin puts Army in charge of like some of the troops. He's just like, you gotta find out where they're hiding. And Army's just like, where could they possibly be? It's like, all of a sudden, it's like, we searched everywhere. And then he was like, yo, he remembers about the Titan in the walls. It's just like, oh, that's right. Every time we've thought logically, they've always gotten the better hands of us. We need to think of illogical places and stuff out of the realms of imagination. It's like, yo, check inside the walls. We got to see, check inside the wall.
He's tired of getting people having the drop on him, man. Also, I like that he deputized him. He's like, yo, you know what? You deserve this. He's not a good fighter, but he's a great strategist. So that is the position he deserves. Really, I love, he's like, is this another long shot? He goes, no, he actually is very good at this. This is a job he needs. He deserves this. I was like, good call. Yeah.
And of course, lo and behold, Reiner was chilling in the walls. Yo, honestly, that was, like I said, Levi is my favorite person. Cause like, oh boy, one dude found Reiner and then Reiner stabbed him. But then Levi just came right down, put the blade through his neck. Put the blade right through Reiner's neck and then slashed him again. Honestly, that would have been epic if that was enough to finish him off, but it wasn't. Because apparently, but it was cool because that's when they announced the ability, because before they never knew that. Like, they knew the ability, the Titans have the ability to transfer their consciousness to other areas of their body to protect themselves. And that definitely comes into play. That's why Reiner didn't die. He transferred his consciousness throughout his body, so he didn't hurt the neck. And so he was still able to transform.
Got you. Yeah, I had no idea. I was like, he's like, man, what are these dudes made of, man? I can't cut through them. My bad.
Wait, which one is the one that's inside out? I'm describing the
that's colossal. That's a colossal type. Okay,
yeah, the main one that's in all the commercial marketing and stuff. Like, who's that? Who's the guy inside of him? Who's the dude? And the dude controlling the other dude?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Reiner is the armored Titan, and then Bertholdt's off somewhere. And like, they're like, okay, so Reiner's here. How are we gonna take this dude out? And that's when we introduced the Thunder Spears. When I saw that, when they brought the Thunder Spears out, I was just like, this is beast.
Yeah, but then Reiner transforms.
Who's the monkey one? Who's the monkey looking one that's just chucking, that was chucking boulders
at everyone? Out.
Oh, that's the Beast Titan.
Yeah. Yeah, the King Kong one that's just like throwing boulders. The Donkey Kong one.
So when Reiner transforms, that's when all the other Titans transform. And it's just like, all right, this is going to be the final stand. They got us surrounded. They're going to try to go after the horses. It's like, he's like, both sides like have the same thought. This is going to be where it all ends. And so, you know, the Beast Titan just sitting there hurling rocks.
Yo.
Yeah, that had me dying. It was just like, yo, stand back here, just throw rocks at him. He's like, got it.
He's good at it, man. He's got good aim too, because he throws it exactly where he needs to. The rock goes to cut off the escape routes and stuff.
Yep. And then he sends all the small titans after in the city as well. And then Levi's just like, he's like, yo, take care of these small titans. And Levi's just like, damn, it's like all these other survey people are weak. And he's like, you're getting killed off to these titans. He's not even strong.
Yeah, but they were all
the mindless one that just kind of just like shimmy into it. That kind of looked funny though. It's kind of like weird, because I'm like, in a real situation, like if you saw these things coming at you, there'd be two different feelings. You'd be scared, of course, because you're like, all right, some big naked humanoid coming towards me. At the same time, and they're like running towards you with like they're smiling at the same time. They're like.
The craziest motion is like, yo, this is disgusting.
You're right. What's that gyration?
But then we also get introduced into a new Titan, a new intelligent Titan. That is the Cart Titan. Well, they don't say, but I'm just going to, I'll spoil that now. Spoiler, it's called the Cart Titan.
All right. Because I didn't know what that was.
Yeah. So the Cart Titan has some wheelbarrows, it's carrying luggage, and it's like, what's going on? And you see Bertolt is hiding in one of the canisters. So basically the Survey Corps, they give Reiner the business with the Thunder Spears. They blow half of his face is gone. Because they get him with the Thunder Spears, and he's just like, damn. Yo, but my favorite moment was just like he was just like, they blow open the neck and it's just like they shot it in. My man's just like, yo, what's going on? he's like, yo, what? Like, first they get him in the eyes. He was like, yo, I can't see. They threw the Thunder Spears in the eyes. Yo, they gave him the business. He had no idea what to do. So then he just screams, which is a signal. So the Beast Titan was just like, oh, Bertolt, you're up.
You're right, though. You know, that dude, that monkey one got accuracy beyond.
He does, though. I'm just like, wow. It's like Rita throwing the spear from the moon.
Season 4 will explain that as well. Season 4 will explain why. But
I'm telling you, that monkey titan that's throwing stuff, that's Tom Brady.
Yo, it's the Brady Titan.
That's why he's so accurate. It's beautiful. That is like, dude, that's a spoiler for season 4.
Yeah, it's too funny. Yeah, so they get, so Bertolt goes and like everybody's thinking he's about to explode, which, you know, if he was smart, he should have done that. But he was so worried about Reiner that he hopped out the barrel and was just like, okay. He wanted to go see if he was okay. He's like, yo, you're still alive. You're still kind of good. Just, you know, kind of lay back and just recover. Give you time to heal just so they can't get you anymore. And then Armin and him are talking. He's trying to provoke him with Annie again. That doesn't really work. So he runs away. No, but my favorite part, actually not my favorite part, like then you see another flashback where they go back to Marco. And it's just like, yo, they did the dude dirty. They really did Marco dirty. They served him up. Stole his ODM gear. Just left him to die.
Yeah, what can you do, man?
And so Bertolt finally ends up, he had enough talk, and he transforms into a Colossal Titan, and it's just like, yo, what are we supposed to do? They thought they can get him with the Thunder Spears. That didn't work, because he's just blowing the steam at him. And so Eren transforms. He tries to go after him, knowing damn well he can't do anything. Yo, the size between the Colossal Titan and Eren wasn't even, like, And then he just kicks him away. He's just like, nah.
Yeah, that was weird. He was like, I'm just going to hold on to your foot. Like, what are you doing?
And then Armin goes over, he's trying to talk to Eren. He's like, look, man, I don't know. It's like, you got to get up, whatever. And Armin decides, he's like, all right, I'm going to take you on myself. He's like, I got a plan. And it's like, yo, what is this guy doing? And Armin just goes straight after Bertolt. And he's like, Bertolt's just like, bruh, what are you doing? You know you can't survive this. So he's just blowing steam and the arm is just hanging on. Yep, my favorite brother. He shot the dude through the teeth. He had enough. He's just like, yep. He's like, your bones aren't going away. He's like, you're not affected by the steam. So as long as I get you in, I ain't going anywhere. But hey, I felt so bad just like watching it for the first time when I was like, when I first saw the season three. It's just like, you could see like, they don't show it obviously like, for like sensor reason, but like, you know, Armin's skin is getting peeled off. They kind of show it. You see the skin getting peeled off of Armin. It's just like, ah, man, I wouldn't want to do it. I don't want to take that hit.
I know. When you see the aftermath, though, ooh, he don't look good.
I don't want to take that hit.
He was well done.
Extra crispy.
Yeah. And so Armin gets burned to a crisp, and then Bertolt's just like, all right, now we can go after Eren. And then you realize it was just a hardening. He really just hardened. He's like, wait. He's like, this whole thing is like, Armin was distracting me, so I didn't realize it was hardening. He's like, yo, then where's Eren? Oh, well, too late for that. Eren's already at your neck, bruh.
Yeah, Eren
already at your neck. Gave him the gotcha, cut through the neck, ripped him off, said, ugh. Took his arms and his legs off.
Yep, that was it. We also, like, meanwhile, the Beast Titan's still throwing rocks. He is a swish right on Erwin.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, the Beast Titan is going off. So like Erwin decides, like, listen, there might be a way for us to get out of this. And he's talking to Leo. He's like, I want you to go after the Beast Titan. He's like, yo, by myself. He's like, yeah. He's like, I need you to kill the Beast Titan. You can do it. He's like, well, just cause a distraction. It's gonna be a suicide mission, but it's the best we can do. And so they got this plan all of the rest of the survey, Rain and Silver Corps, just charge at the Beast Titan, or he's just hurling boulders at him. But they're using the smoke to cloud his vision to disrupt his accuracy a little bit, which helps a little bit. And Levi's just like, yo, how am I supposed to get the attack Titan? I can't use my OD. He's like, you want me to just go to use my ODM gear? It's like, I can't do that. Like, I got nothing to use my ODM gear on. And Erwin's just like, nah, actually, you got a straight line of sight straight to the Beast Titan. And it's like, because when the Beast Titan just formed, he was surrounded by a bunch of other tall titans who were just standing there. That's the threat. So he's like, use those titans to get to the Beast Titan.
And yo,
the way Levi Coast puts in work. Ooh, it was beautiful.
My boy, man. And the Beast Titan eventually realizes, because one of the titans next to him goes down. He goes, wait, what? What's going on?
Yeah. He's like, yo, he's like, all my titans are down. It's like, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, through the smoke, Levi just comes through, and he's like, yo, he tries to reach out to Levi, and Levi does the swivel around. Yeah. And that, yo, that's where you got my wallpaper. That's how you see it. He's like, yo, what's going on? And then I love how he does the flashback, and he's talking to Bertolt and Ryan. He's just like, there's one soldier I need to look out for. He's like, yeah, Captain Levi, he's dangerous. He's like, yo, is this Levi? And yo, Levi cut off his arm. And then he's just like, yo, what am I going to do? Slash the eyes, blinded him, went down, cut him at the Achilles. Like, it was just a beautiful display of cinema and animation. That entire, like, that's my favorite scene of all of season three. So then, yo, the Beast Titan is just on his stomach, as you can see. And then Levi just going in and starts slashing at him. It was like, nah, you coming out. We getting you one way or another. So he pulls him out, pulls out the human controller and I almost gave away his name.
Yeah.
he pulls out the beast. He pulls out the human controller and the Beast Titan, and then he starts asking him questions. But again, this is where you see his sadistic side of Levi. Like, it's Kenny's training. It's Kenny's training Levi. Like, he's talking to him, and all of a sudden, he just puts the blade in his mouth. He's like, yo, I asked you a question. It's rude not to answer. I'm like, bro, you got a blade in this mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Well, come on, man. Like, you gotta give him at least a couple seconds. You know, like, just relent a little bit. He's Levi is the definition of relentless. Like that attack, relentless. It was awesome.
Semi-important, no, not really that important, but Kenny the Ripper is also Levi's uncle. You find that out. But like, so he raised Levi after his sister died. But like, you can just see like the way Kenny was and how he really, it makes perfect sense about why Levi's the way he is.
Right.
Like, this also way he got trained in the beginning.
Oh yeah.
By Kenny.
Also, Kenny also, we forgot to tell, gave him the Titan serum. On his like deathbed, Kenny was sitting there. He's like, "Well, maybe I could just heal." He takes out the needle and he's like, "Hey, nah, just kidding. I don't need that." And so Captain Levi is actually holding onto the Titan serum. Which, okay, so plot hole, right? Plot hole from the beginning. When they are trying to analyze the serum, they said it instantly evaporates, so I can't really analyze it. But when Ray is trying to, like, you know, it just spills on the ground. Yeah. He's able to just lick it up. And I'm like, oh, no. It doesn't work that way.
I will say this. It's a plot hole. I'll give him out because it was underground. Maybe. Maybe you should have open air if it's not open. It's weak.
That there's no armor on that plot.
The container was different.
All right, maybe because it was on Titan skin on the ground. How about that? Like the hardened Titan skin.
Yeah.
I'll give it that.
It was the crystallization and it was underground. So, you know, maybe because it wasn't out in the open air above ground.
All right, like whatever.
It's weak. We're anime logic. Hashtag anime logic.
All right. Well, anyways, after that, we have the aftermath of the battle where we have to decide.
Before we go in, Levi's about to kill the human controlling the Beast Titan. And the Cart Titan comes, snatches him up, and books it away. And yo, all you just hear is the old boy just screaming at Levi, like, yo, you'll pay for this. Like, nah, Levi got you good. So Levi makes it back and Armin's burnt to a crisp. And they're just like, yo, Mikasa comes and yo, Eren is just like, listen, you got the syringe, right? Go ahead, give it to Armin. We can go. And then Levi's kind of hesitant and it's like, yo, what are you doing? But then you go back to the battlefield. Flock, it survives the onslaught from the Beast Titan and it manages to find Commander Erwin. And so before Levi can make a decision, Flock comes through with Commander Erwin. He's like, yo, he's still alive. So now you're tasked with the decision who to give the syringe, who to give the serum to, Armin or Captain Erwin. And obviously, Eren and Mikasa are just like, you gotta give it to Armin. Now we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Armin. It's like, yo, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Erwin as well. And honestly, this is one of my toughest moments of like Attack on Titan, just watching Mikasa and Eren try to take on Levi. I'm just like, damn, man, this is rough. I thought something was about to go down.
I mean, they could have split that.
I mean, maybe they could have split it, but if they split it, then they would have one Titan that's mindless and one that wasn't, one that was intelligent. So there's no real point in splitting it.
I don't think that's possible. You got to inject the whole thing. That's it makes sense because Rogers licked part of the serum and he was able to transform.
Anyways, right into the bloodstream. So
my thing is, like, if they were able to split it, they could have gone after Reiner as well. Have one of them eat Reiner and the other eat Bertolt. But at the time, like, but both were gravely injured and it needed to be done right then and there. And Reiner was kind of off. But yo, when Mikasa pinned Levi, I was just like, yo, what's going to happen? Like, is she really about to cut Levi? Is this really what's about to happen? I was shook.
Yeah, my boy. I mean, like, you can't be animosity. There's no animosity there. So they weren't actually about to go, like, real blows. But, like, that could have been a really good fight. I was waiting for it, but it didn't actually pan out. So I'm glad about that.
Hanji ends up coming and pulls Mikasa off of Levi. And then Levi's like, yo, everybody, I need to just get out of here. I'm going to make this decision on my own. He's bouncing. He's about to give it to Erwin. But then he sees the condition Erwin's in and was just like, all right, long story short, he ends up giving it to Armin, and Armin eats Bertolt. Yo, my favorite part though, when Armin is in Titan form and he grabs Bertolt, Bertolt tries to look at everybody else. He's like, "Yo, guys, help me." He's like, "Yo, after all the shit you just did, you want help? You want our help?"
Answers like, middle finger.
So Bertolt gets eaten by Armin. So Armin's now the vessel of the Colossal Titan.
Yeah. Which feels weird. It feels weird to me, but I'll keep it moving.
And now we got to do what we finally been sitting out to do since season one. Get to the damn
basement. Go to the basement.
We got to go to the basement.
Right. Yo.
Now, how'd you feel about... What?
Sorry, keep it moving. Sorry.
No, I'm saying, how do you feel about the discovery with the basement?
Oh, come on, man. It was like, so first off, they get to the basement and it's like Commander Irwin, like after all of this, like he was the one who wanted to do this, who kind of facilitated it. He couldn't even step foot into the basement. Like it was kind of a sad moment, but it was a little mind-blowing that like there's a lot going on in there, and there was a lot more going on than met the eye. First off, Aaron's dad, I couldn't even remember his name. We haven't spoken about the main character in a minute.
Yeah, that's how important.
Right. Aaron's dad wasn't even from inside the walls. He was coming from a completely different place. You find out the history of the Titans. You find out there's how many? Seven? There's nine. Seven, nine. Oh, it's one of them. No, that's not a prime number. Anyways, there's nine Titans, and there's a whole history, and these people are just trapped on this island basically as prisoners. It's like, what? Excuse me? What happened here? So I don't know. I was really shocked.
Yeah, I like how he's like, he writes his like this. It's called a photograph. And I was like, yo, you guys are so behind. Like, yo, what is up? Like, yep. From way beyond the walls, there's an entire, and like you had the theories and the guessing. Armin is just like, what if there are people behind the walls? Even Irwin's dad was suggesting that, and that's why he got killed.
Yep, that's right.
It's like, anybody who had any questions about stuff beyond the walls can't have that.
Yeah, so these people are basically cattle, like just corralled inside these walls by supposedly other people. Ooh.
And that's when season four comes into play. It is amazing when you find out what's going on.
I know. I love that. So they've been talking about the ocean. This is like the very end of the season. Sorry, but like they've been talking about the ocean the entire time. And it's like, oh, it exists. Oh, we're actually on this tiny little speck of an island that like we've been going back and forth for days and days and days. Like it takes so long to get from point A to point B. You realize that the world is ridiculously more vast than they realize it is. And like, just like staring over the ocean up at the sunset, like, so what are we going to do next?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Can the Titans swim?
I don't think so. No. You know why? Because when they were attacking.
They wouldn't know. What would they know about the ocean?
Yeah, that's a good point.
They've been inside the walls.
They've been attacking all the districts and stuff like that, and they always ended up in the water, but like they walk in the water. They never swim. Mm. Yeah.
So now we know season four is out, but when season four is finished, Anime Brothers, we're gonna do a binge and we'll be able to talk about it. We'll give you our season four review. I mean, this has been one of my favorite animes of like the new like big three. Me is just like it's up there. We have Attack on Titan and My Hero.
See, I never thought of this as one of the newer animes because it actually came out like it started a while ago, right? And then just now, like
4 years,
finishing it up. Like, all right, geez, man. So this is climbing up there because as I'm watching it, I'm getting a little bit more like into it. I did find out the creator was like, yo, y'all ain't supposed to like Aaron the way you're supposed to like Aaron right now. I'm like, what? He's like, you're not supposed to like Aaron. He's not supposed to be a likable character, apparently.
Oh, no, he's not. He's mad at Wayne.
He's definitely not likable. he might be the most annoying person. Yes.
I really wanted Mikasa to be like the lead on this, but she's not.
She's very vital. Like, yeah. Thing is, she doesn't even need to be the lead. She's just so badass that she's become a fan favorite anyway.
Yeah, exactly. We also forgot to mention that, like, at some point in this season, they actually allude to, like, oh yeah, have you ever had like an ability like where you just like had a moment where you just were super strong? And like Levi's like, yeah, me too. Remember what was?
It's an Ackerman trait.
Yeah, it's an Ackerman thing. I didn't know that. I was like, oh snap! All right, so that's like a family secret. It's a Kekkeigenkai.
Sort of.
What did you call me?
Yeah.
Right. Haitian sensation, don't know what you're talking about, man. That's a scenario though.
It's a blood trait. Blood trait.
Blood.
My bad.
How you feel?
Yeah, you said Kekkeigenkai, and Reggie's like, yo, bless you. God bless you. Zoom tight. But this season, like, easily, there was so much packed into the season. Like, the way you had two different stories for each half of the season, but, like, there was so much in it. We got more backstory to what was going on, especially after a shortened season two. It was only 12 episodes, which really didn't go into anything. Like, you finally got, like, all right, this is fleshing out the story now of Attack on Titan.
Yeah, you find out everything is a little bit more deep than you thought it was, which,
and then, like, season four just brings it to a whole nother level.
It brings it to a head. I'm like, I need to start watching season four, but, like, I really don't want to. I don't want to catch up to it. Like, I really do want it to finish.
You want to wait till it's done, all available, and just binge it in one time. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's what I've done. That's what I've done for all the previous seasons, because I've just been reading the manga, so it's just like, I know what's going on, but then to see it put into animation is a whole nother story. It's like, yeah, it's beautiful.
Right. Speaking of another story, this season's animation is way better than last season. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculously better. Even Beast Titan's throwing. Remember, like, last season, he was like this bent arm throwing things, like, they just scribbled it on. No. He actually throws things this season. It was amazing.
Money was tight. Though, yeah.
Yeah, no.
The budget was tight. Money was slim. It's just like, yo, fans love this show. They got funding. You could do a lot more.
I was going to say, I'm like, some benefactor came through with the check and was like, yeah.
What happened was season two was so good on like low funding. They were like, okay, like, people are actually still interested in the show. We'll do it again. We'll make it happen. And they increased it. And season four is out, and it's going to be.
A great anime will suffer if the animation studio just does not care about the product. And if you need an example, just look at
Seven Deadly Sins.
Seven Deadly Sins. My gosh. I'm so, like, it makes me cry and tear up to feel like how they treated that anime. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, this is gonna be really off topic, but do you think they're gonna get like a full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood treatment, basically, for a Seven Deadly? You think that'll ever happen?
I don't know, because like Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood is like followed mostly the manga. It took all the filler that Full Metal Alchemist had. Seven Deadly Sins doesn't really have the fillers like that. Most of it, like a lot of the episodes, are just straight up on par with what happened in the manga.
Got it. So you think one shot deal? They've already ruined it. Move on to the next one.
No reboot.
Damn.
I mean, if it gets rebooted, I hope they like do it much better, like, but down the line. But it's ridiculous the way, because the original studio was dumb. Like, they dropped the projects because the movie wasn't getting enough reviews. But like, y'all did no advertising for this movie at all. You pretty much just let Netflix handle anything, and Netflix was dumb. Netflix ruined it from jump.
Netflix will put out anything, though. I mean, like, you can't, like, yeah, they have so much content that they can afford a few of them to fail. Like, it'll be fine. Like, they're like, this didn't work out, we have three that will.
Yeah.
I really wish they didn't put it on Netflix to start. The original studio should have just stuck with it. They're dumb for letting it go because the new studio that took after just completely ruined it.
What can you do? All right, well, Seven Deadly Sins. Sorry.
That was definitely off topic, but we finished with our season 3 review of Attack on Titan. But no, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Anime Brothers. I'm your host, Disciple Dashni. We got Quiet Jams and Haste and Sensation. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep watching our videos. Keep downloading the podcast episodes. Keep hitting the like button. Hit the subscribe button if you're new. Follow us on all social media. We are our Anime Brothers everywhere, thanks to Quiet Jams. Where are we at? What platforms are we on?
We got a lot. I know, right? Oh, man. We got Instagram. We got Facebook. We got TikTok. We got Twitter. All of those. We got followers. We comment back. I do like to talk trash on the internet. I do it.
Spotify.
Oh, no, sorry. We're talking about podcast platforms. I can't name all those. We're on every single podcast platform, man.
Wherever you want to listen to your podcast, you can download us there as well. Social media, we are at Anime Brothers across the board. That is at AnimeBrothaz. Second episode, just give us a follow, give us a like, give us a subscribe, comment. Tell us what anime you'd like us to talk about. We are listening. We are very active listeners. We will take in feedback. Let us know.
I'm ready. Y'all got any final thoughts on that?
Nah, we're good.
We good?
Yeah. Yep. Thank you guys for listening. See you next week. Annie out.
Annie out. Annie.